Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Oh my gosh, the news is just spilling so fast, it's so hard to keep up with it, Thomas. I mean, some days I'm having to put out 2 cat reports just to pick up the things that I think are important for people to see.
It is amazing. It is exploding, imploding, whatever you want to call it. And that's not even coronavirus.
Now, what I have noticed from the back end, because, you know, these things are happening where people are looking at previous articles and citizen intelligence reports and videos that we have posted. So I can see a lot of activity picking up with things that we discussed well over a year ago, because that's how far ahead we were with what was going to happen in the swamp. And I don't want to go back there again. We spent a lot of time with it. If you need to catch up, best thing to do is go into our American Intelligence Media YouTube channels and go pick up those videos. But today I've asked Thomas to take us forward. Wrap this up in a package that we can kind of say, okay, this is where we are now, and this is what we should be paying attention to. And looks to me, you've put together a phenomenal list of who do you call these people?
Well, I'm going to use Trump's own words, that they're scum, human scum, and that they are going to pay a big price. That's what he said today. So what this is this is translation of the language used by human scum. And you have a lot of human scum favorites up there on the Capitol Hill and in D.C. I want you to just name one in a minute. And then we're going to go and we're going to find their own words. And we're going to show everyone how simple it is to come to the truth. You can look at the headline, knowing, you know, who put the headline out to begin with. And then you don't even have to read the article. Okay? You know what's in it. Why? Because they're speaking scum language. Now, Betsy, I know we were laughing earlier with, in our virtual conclave meeting, and everybody was laughing. So I said, okay, that's it. I'm just going to take their exact words, because their exact words tell the truth of the matter, if you can read between the lines and if you understand scum language. So who's one of your favorite scumbags?
Well, we have to start. We have to start with the top guy right now on everybody's radar, and that would be James Comey.
Comey. Comey is sad. I'm going to use his words. He says DOJ has lost its way. So the headlines read on Breitbart, of course. You know, Breitbart could be the exact opposite of what they say they are. And when you go to Drudge or any place else, then the headline, if they wrote the headline, can be so twisted up that you have to make sure you understand that it could be a scum headline. But, you know, the headline is Comey's sad. And why is Comey sad? In his own words, he says that the Department of Justice has lost its way and that they are hungry for competent leadership. Okay, now let's read in between the lines what the scum is actually saying. He's saying that when he was in charge of the DOJ, it had lost its way completely. Absolutely, 100%. Best summary of what he did when he was there. And let's read the second one. Hungry for competent leadership. That's what he says. He's saying that Trump isn't providing leadership. He's saying that Barr isn't providing leadership. Everyone is not providing leadership. Now, he is insinuating that he did. No, hungry for competent leadership in scum language actually means that he was absolutely incompetent and provided no leadership. He did nothing as the FBI director except cover his own trail of his 28 crimes. And that's one of the articles that popped up, isn't it?
Yes. People are loving those videos that we did well over a year ago on the 28 crimes of James Comey, the treasonous crimes of James Comey. And thanks to Nancy Morgan Hart, who also read those. So you can listen to them in a nice voice, not Betsy's shrieky voice, and learn and catch up. Because when you report truth, you could listen to it 3 years from now, and it's still good and news to you if you've never heard that truth.
Oh, absolutely. And if you don't have the foundation, then you won't understand what's going on in the present time, because it's always predicated by previous evil. For instance, the reason all these people are going crazy and they're speaking scum language, and who is it that comes out when something really, really great happens? The top scum. And they come out and they make all their statements about why what just happened is so evil, when in fact it's really, really good.
Well, this is a big list. We got to pick up our pace here if we're going to get through it. Okay, Clapper.
Okay, well, first off, I'm going to mention the reason that they're all exploding, their heads are on fire, is because Barr coming in, he got another attorney from another state. They came in, they reviewed the Michael Flynn case, and because there were, what was it, the last count, 17,800 hidden documents that Flynn never got to see because his lawyers were on the same side as the DOJ, because why? They want to say, everyone, all the bad people want to say that, oh, you can't stop the Flynn investigation. That's like saying you're abdicating the Robert Mueller special counsel because that's how it stemmed off of that. No, it was the low-hanging fruit, as we told you. We told you they'd get Michael Flynn. We told you why, because he was working for RT, Russia Today, and Sputnik, and he went to Russia to receive an award for it. Why? Because at that time, Hillary had made the Russians our best friends. The Russians weren't our enemies, certainly not during the Obama administration. So, what are we really looking at here? I want to make sure people understand this. Flynn had a plea deal, but the plea deal was based upon his, Department of Injustice, attacking him, saying that they're going to go after his son if he doesn't take a plea deal. And the plea deal will say that he lied to the FBI because they had fake 302s. Remember, Pienka and Strzok, when they went to interview him and those who reviewed it afterwards and the other agents involved, and they were sent over by Sally Yates, that was a setup. And so what does Barr say? What's the headline today? Barr says that Flynn was set up. He says they were laying a perjury trap. What did we tell you from the beginning? That they would get some low-hanging fruit for perjury because they would set them up in a grand jury indictment where they would have a call that they made where there's a word in it that they will think that the person who said it will forget. So then they interview them and they get them to say the opposite or one word different. That's what happened with Flynn. One word different. Did the word sanctions come up? And he said, no, they wrote a false report that said it did come up in his talk with the Russians. So what? So what that it came up? The Russians are our friends. Meddle in the election? They didn't meddle at all. There's no evidence that the Russians had any meddling whatsoever to do with the American election. It's complete nonsense.
Well, then why are all these politicians still talking about Christopher Steele and the Russians when they full well know that Christopher Steele is a British spy? Why can't you say that, Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes? When you say Christopher Steele, you need to add that's a British spy. And then you need to ask this question, who was handling Christopher Steele? Because we've got to look at the British involvement in the overthrow of our president.
When Robert Mueller was asked if he looked into the $13 million given by the DNC, the Hillary campaign, through John Podesta to Perkins Coie, Robert Mueller said that that was not within the purview of his special counsel. In other words, he focused nothing on the reality and only on the low-hanging fruit. So they got Flynn, and they got Flynn in a perjury charge because they got one word different.
Well, that's like Bill Clinton and whether or not he got a, you know what, and the word is.
Exactly.
That's what they do. It's called lawfare. They use the words of the English language to create criminals out of us. And I won't deviate. Let's get back to the list.
Okay, wait. Flynn is the linchpin. The reason the list happened, except for Christie, is that the linchpin was pulled. And their entire Robert Mueller special counsel investigation just came unglued.
I know. It was very exciting because now everything that we have been telling over the last few years, which was based on truth, facts, is going to come and reveal itself. There's nowhere for these people to hide anymore.
That's
it's
right.
Just a matter of time.
And remember, the Robert Mueller investigation became the shampeachment. So when they couldn't do anything else, it became the shampeachment, the Ukrainian thing, and now it's become, they pulled out all the stops and asked the big pharma and Britain. Everybody got involved and said, this is the end of globalism. So they said, last ditch attempt, we are going to attack Trump with a pandemic and make him lock everybody up.
I want wonder what I'm going to wear for Hillary Clinton's execution. I certainly hope that the salons are open, because I'd like to have my hair done for that day too, you know, in a nice outfit. What have you thought about that?
I would go anywhere to see the proper justice be given to these people with their crimes, which is treason. They are traitors. They are enemies of the state. They are murderers.
Well, it probably needs to be a pay-per-view event for all of the people you're listing here. Comey, Clapper, Schiff, Pelosi, all of these. And don't forget, I want people to, you've got to put aside your feelings that this person is a woman and this person is old, and so they have to have special attention. Dianne Feinstein has screwed America for the whole time she has been in Congress, and she shouldn't be given some special privileges in not facing her execution, if that's what's found after her trial, because she's an old woman. No, that will need to be done, because we have to set this as an example. So this never happens in America ever again. People have to know that the repercussions for trying to overthrow a sitting president and to overthrow the government is what it has always been throughout all time: execution.
Absolutely. And if they quickly go to military tribunals, because this is a traitorous, treasonous conspiracy, this isn't just individuals working. This is a very, yes, very, very, very developed conspiracy. We have all the evidence right here. Anyway, but when Richard Grenell released all these transcripts of the Russia investigation from the House, this caused, of course, Schiff's brain to explode. And now they're going to also release more things and for the Schampeachment. So Richard Grenell, whether they keep him there temporary or whether they put in Ratcliffe, it doesn't matter. It looks as if we finally have somebody doing something honest. And Schiff's political move that he was declassified all them, he sent them to be declassified so that they'd get caught up in the system. They got expedited and they're being released. That makes me think, aha, then the ones given to Michael Horowitz could possibly be released. When those are released and all of that stuff comes out, if there's any honest journalism, it's going to take a year to sort out criminals.
Wait, we already know that there's no honest journalism out there, because the corporate media is actually an extension of this spying network that the British have been going on forever. The corporate media is very corrupt. So ABC, NBC, CNN, and all of them, they cannot report anything accurately. And why would you even listen to them? So don't even give them the credit that they would do a good job. And when it comes to alt media, there are so many shills out in alt media, I wouldn't trust a thing of them either. This will have to come directly from Trump. Or the Trump network.
Well, it has to come from the Department of Justice, which is Trump is in charge of that, and it has to come through this investigation of Durham. So you're right. Look at mainstream media. They'll put that disgusting illegal alien, what do you call it when you have two husbands?
Ilhan Omar.
Oh, they'll put her quote in here saying that, Michael Flynn got off because of white privilege. How about Muslim privilege? So you see, MSM, what does that really mean?
But our audience
she
already knows that.
She is demanding Muslim privilege, not white privilege. He didn't have white privilege. He was destroyed by that process. Okay, name one of your best scumbags that you'd like to hear what he had to say.
Like to see us Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch? She didn't speak up. But here's, strangely enough...
I haven't forgotten the tarmac meeting.
No.
And she's been awfully quiet, and another person been very quiet lately, Sally Gates and Samantha Powers. And this is what I'm saying, folks. You can't give these women an inch. They have been just as evil as the men. Remember, they all sat at the feet of Hillary Clinton and learned from Hillary Clinton. All right, so if you don't have any...
No, I do. No. Okay. Well, Kamala Harris.
Who is not black and is not eligible to be president because she doesn't have the correct birth status.
Correct. She said that Barr is doing Trump's bidding. Hello? You mean Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder did Obama and Sally Yates did Obama's bidding? And then you have somebody else over here saying, I think it was Nadler saying that all these years of, perhaps it was Schiff, all these years of the independence of the Department of Justice has been flushed down the toilet. Wrong! Obama made... He told them exactly what to do. He was involved in the whole thing from the beginning, and this has now been proven. We even have his words written on the page, and the graphologists have proven that he was the leader of Crossfire Hurricane.
Absolutely breathtaking when you think about how this could all come, because Obama cannot unwrap himself from his treason. And it's just, he's too entrenched in it. And so at that point, we will have to demand he be executed. He'll be the first United States president ever executed. But when we really look back at it, we're going to find out he was a phony and a fraud to begin with. And that other scumbag, John Roberts, allowed his presidency to, or his candidacy and everything, to go forward when he knew that he wouldn't pass the vetting for the birth situation, but allowed it anyway. So we're looking at the spillover from Obama is then you go to the Supreme Court and you look at all that corruption. It's just huge.
Barry Sotero was a CIA agent. His mother was a CIA agent, and both her parents were CIA agents. I mean, he was a George Soros
pay-per-view
candidate.
What do you think? Pay-per-view, maybe?
If the truth were told, yes, it would have to be.
For the executions.
For the hangings.
However they do it, the public has a right to see these people meet their fate.
Yeah, it just depends upon whether it's military or whether it's one of the two type of civil ones.
If it's military, fine. But if it's military, I want to see it done. And I want to also know, it says clearly in there, these people, they take an oath to protect us from foreign and domestic enemies. And we have proven, we have shown you year after year about the domestic enemies of the senior executive services and the other crown agents that are here destroying America from the inside. Where is our military? Why hasn't a damn thing been done about it? How come Bill Barr doesn't have any major arrests under his belt? This is what people want to know. And we're not standing down, and we're not going away. And we're also not going to be taking Bill Gates' vaccines. I got news for you. We are thinking for ourselves now, and we don't listen to that mainstream media anymore.
We were talking about Nadler. He said that basically this was the... overruling the Mueller special counsel, which I mentioned earlier. That's the reason I'm bringing this up, though you didn't mention him as another more scumbag. But old Nadler is one of the biggest scumbags. And, you know, political theater, what nonsense. Anyway, he said that this demonstrated that this was an overruling of the Mueller special counsel. Okay, let's read that in scumbag language. The Mueller special counsel said there was no collusion, no corruption, no anything. So how could you then charge Michael Flynn with anything in relationship to that? All you charged him with was perjury. It didn't overrule Mueller. Mueller's special counsel was that he is innocent forever. That's the way it is. Everything was looked into. So, scumbag language, overruling Mueller's special counsel, incorrect. And then he says the prosecutors broke the plea agreement. Incorrect. The plea agreement, as I've explained before, was for not going to jail and not taking his son. And so it would just be, you know, no jail time. They changed it. They changed his plea agreement and said it was going to be 6 months in jail. That's the reason that the Sidney Powell came in and said, oh, well, no. We're going to fight this. We're going to break our plea agreement. None of that will you ever hear from Nadler, the truth. You can't say Nadler without thinking of his mama, okay? And she's got some boys, and Nadler's one of them. So let's look at Pelosi. She said it's a cover-up for Trump. No, it's a cover-up for Obama. Obama was involved in all of this. This was a setup. We have Barr's words. They were laying a perjury trap for Flynn. Flynn didn't do anything wrong. So it's a cover-up for Obama because Obama ordered it. Sorry, Pelosi. We know that when you speak, it may not just be 180 degrees opposite. It may be twisted up into your psychopathic, completely demented dementia mind. So anyway, then she said that it's a politicalization that knows no bounds. Oh my gosh. Who is politicalization that knows no bounds? That would be her, the sham impeachment.
Nancy Pelosi.
Who ripped up the State of the Union speech in front of the world like a little tiny baby for politicalization? Who is not coming out of her house, which is stocked up with ice cream, so that she
not just ice cream. Very expensive ice cream and lots of it in her big $10,000 refrigerator. Yeah, and her job, what does she make, $249,000 a year? And she doesn't go to work or something like that.
Her net worth is in tens of millions.
I'm just saying her regular salary.
She's got five houses. Her house that she was eating that ice cream from is a $10 million house.
Okay, so Nancy Pelosi, what else does she have to say?
Well, remember, her dad was a mob boss, just like Hillary Clinton's dad was a mob boss.
Total scumbag.
Name another scumbag.
Well,
didn't you name Clapper earlier?
Yes, I did. I just gave up naming because you didn't want to go down the list.
Won't show up to work.
Yes.
He won't say a word. He's silent. Why? Because everything he says is going to show that he lied. Now, mind you, he's lied three ways to Sunday or whatever. That's a funny phrase. He lied every time.
How about Gina Haspel? What's Gina Haspel saying these days? You know, the CIA has been very quiet. And we know that old Gina was over there in London during the time that Arvinder Sambhai and the British gang were planning the overthrow of Donald Trump. I'd really like to know what Gina knows and how has she reported this to the president yet?
Gina is just like her boss, Mr. Brennan, John Brennan, who's not saying a word, but he always says something about everything, but he's not saying a word about this. Why? Because he's 100% complicit. This was part of the setup of the small group that became Crossfire Hurricane. He was right there. He was directing it. He knew every single step of the way. He's not saying a word because anything he would say could be used against him in a court of law. Gina Haspel hasn't said a word since Trump did his first act, which is to go over and say, there will be no more columns here. The next time we will meet in a room with no columns. Fifth column. He was addressing the CIA as the fifth column attacking him. They haven't done anything at all. They're silent.
I'd like to know what's up with the lovers. You know, that Lisa Page, she's going to be separated from her children. I want everyone out there in the audience to realize that there are going to be repercussions in this, and we shouldn't show any pity because Lisa Page was engaged in a conspiracy to overthrow the United States government, and she would have ruined every one of our lives and our families' lives and our children's lives just so she could do whatever she was doing with that Peter Strzok.
These are control freaks. Her boss, we will address, Andrew McCabe, who said, this is pure politics designed to please the president. Pure politics? You got off of, I think, 18 charges by Jesse Liu, the federal judge who had your corrupt grand jury trial. And then you want to talk about pure politics? How about your wife running with money from Hillary Clinton and from Virginia and you keeping it and that it was basically illegal money given to you and you never claimed it and you were part of her political campaign while you were going after Trump with Crossfire Hurricane? You were Page's and Strzok's boss at the level of being second in charge and later first in charge of the FBI. You are 100% complicit in pure politics designed to please the president, a different president, Obama. Plus, remember, for heaven's sakes, he was the one who covered up Uranium One for 10 years. He is the Russian spy. He and Robert Mueller, who delivered the yellow cake to Putin himself, these are the spies. And so when you talk about Lisa Page and Strzok, they have really good teachers, except their teachers are stupid, like Andrew McCabe.
And then, of course, we can't forget Rod Rosenstein. And surprise, surprise, to find out what a nice coincidence that later it's revealed that once he was finished with his dirty operation, his sister, Nancy Messonnier, who was over there at the CDC, would be on our radar. Now, of course, they had to drop in that scarf lady, Burks, and Anthony Fauci because they couldn't really have Rod Rosenstein's sister right next to Trump during all of those things. I mean, can you believe the incestuous relationships these people have?
It's disgusting when you look at Dianne Feinstein and she brought the Chinese in to America and let them into everything. She's on the intelligence committee, and she begged them to come in. Her and Hillary and all the rest and Obama invited the Chinese in.
But it's more than that. Her husband has part ownership in Avid ISIS management software. Now, folks, I know you think that those people you listen to on Fox News are smart, but they really aren't. They're reading a script. And where that script comes from is from Avid ISIS. So that way, everybody's staying on the same script. That's why many times you see these collages that people put together on YouTube where news reporters are saying the same phrases over and over again. That's because they're reading it off the script. Well, these people do it, and it interferes with our elections. I mean, it's just horrific. And who is that? Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, yeah. Now, I forgot to mention that Nadler said that it was outrageous. Overwhelming evidence had proven that Flynn was guilty because he also pleaded guilty under duress. And that it has politicized the DOJ, and he wants answers, and he wants answers now. And the first thing he's doing when he gets back from his ice cream internment is he's going to have investigations. Okay, let's interpret that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's outrageous. Yeah, it's outrageous that Flynn was ever charged. It's overwhelming evidence. No, nope, it was no evidence at all. Whatever, it was perjury. No evidence. And the 302s have now come up missing. And because they have the 302s, and that's exculpatory, and that could be possibly part of the 17,800 pieces of documents that they kept from Flynn and his lawyer, nah, you have all the evidence, but it's overwhelming that there is no evidence. And that he pleaded guilty. Yeah, under duress, he pleaded guilty, but then they broke the plea deal. Don't forget, they broke the plea deal. Politicized the DOJ? It couldn't have been more politicized than Eric Holder or Loretta Lynch meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. And he wants questions answered? We want a lot of questions answered of your misdealings, yes. So I forgot to mention that Nadler spoke up quite a bit. And Schiff, of course, said that it's corrupt interactions. Huh? Schiff is so confused in his mind, he believes all this nonsense he says. Corrupt interactions. No, what he really means is that there was a ton of exculpatory evidence, just like he kept with the stuff that Richard Grenell is released and is releasing another batch of other ones that he was involved in soon. So when he says corrupt interactions, yeah, he is the corrupt interactions. And when he says it destroyed a half a century of the DOJ independence, that is a lie. That is a myth of the Obama nonsense that the president is not supposed to be talking to the head of the Department of Justice. That's insanity. He directs them. That's crazy.
Okay, now, I would like to know.
But Obama did that, sorry.
Mm-hmm. How about that Iranian handler of Obama's, you know, that Valerie Jarrett?
Oh.
And what about all these Iranians, you know, and John Kerry and the Iranians and Peter Strzok and the Iranians? And what are the Iranian mouthpieces saying? And why can't our military go over there to the bunkers where Valerie Jarrett is running this operation against the president and arrest her ass and throw it in jail?
Well, that's because they still have to protect Obama and Big Mike, because Big Mike may be running. So they're silent. Why? Because they're guilty. Guilty, you're silent. Because anything you say is going to make you more guilty.
So Valerie
Jarrett is guilty.
Yes.
She's not speaking. None of those people are speaking. You hear Eric Holder out? No. You're not going to hear any of the guilty people who were part of setting up Flynn, which is basically the entire FBI, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, Sally Yates, all of her crew up there. That was Andrew Weissman, who then all the people who later became part of the special counsel. The same people. It's the same coup of the same people from the beginning. But what is Obama, who directed, saying? Nothing. Because now, with the evidence that's pouring out as people go through these 53 transcripts, oh my heavens, it's finding that Obama was 100% complicit. 100%. 100%. He started it. It was probably his idea. So when you're silent, that's because you're guilty. And so Valerie Jarrett and the bunker and Eric Holder are silent.
And the thing is, Thomas, this is not going to stop, because once we start arresting these folks and finding out their crimes, it leads to other crimes. We're going to walk it right back to 9/11 and finally get some justice for the crimes that were committed there and covered up by Robert Mueller and Arvinder Sambhai.
The mainstream media says the fix was in. Yes, correct. From the beginning, the fix of setting a perjury trap for Flynn was in. Correct. And you failed because you're a bunch of idiots. And you left too big of a trail, as you always do. So CNN, the fix was in, that just tells us that you're an extension of the Democrat National Committee, period. You are nothing more than a George Soros, British propaganda, yellow journalism piece of
crap. Hey, did you see the exciting news that BuzzFeed had to dump 68 of their employees?
Well, that's because nobody reads BuzzFeed and never has. It's supported, just like so many of these places that preach propaganda. They don't make any money. Look at their ads. They don't make any money. Facebook doesn't make any money.
Somebody pays to pop them up.
Al Gore said that Trump was recklessly rolling dice. Now, let's remember what that really means. Al Gore is playing craps right now for either globalism, which then embraces climate nonsense, which at first, remember, was climate warming. Now that the climate is cooling, it's climate change. And then because climate has always changed, they don't even have a foundation to build anything on, because what is it that they're actually addressing? If the Earth isn't warming, then their theory is stupid, and Al Gore is last-ditch attempt for globalism, throwing his dice, recklessly rolling dice. He recklessly rolled his dice too early, tried to get the Paris Climate Accord, cost America $5 trillion. And what is this? This is money for Gore. Now, Gore has egg in his face, just like Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler and all of them. They have egg on their face. They're idiots. They can't follow through. And so what is he doing? He's busted. He has recklessly rolled his dice by his remark, and he's busted his own self. He is what in rolling dice is called crapped out. Now, other news before we get to the end of this, two other pieces. Trump has said he's throwing in the toilet the CDC and the World Health Organization advice.
Good.
As everyone should.
We should have absolutely no funding going to the CDC.
Taiwan, right next to China, had hardly any incidents because they treated it differently, because the World Health Organization wouldn't give them their protocols. Had they followed the protocols, they would have killed a lot more people and spread it more, tested more, and found that everybody has it. Everybody already has it. If you had a flu shot, a pneumonia shot, if you had any of these vaccines, you probably could be carrying a coronavirus, serious coronavirus, for a long, long time, for decades. So Trump has said to Fauci, the vaccine dictator, little Tony, we don't need you. What has he said to Dr. Brix? I hate your scarves and your advice. What has he said to CDC's Robert Redfield? You are a vaccine warlord. Stop making vaccines. Give me treatments. And now Remdesivir has gone through FDA. It's being used. That means 28 other Virion drugs can be used for compassionate use. That means you have 30 choices. You can use one of the three malarias. You can use one of the Remdesivir or one of its descendants, or you can use the ones that we have recommended, which nobody knows about, the salts that can actually heal all of them. But anyway, so he's flushed it. Goodbye. Goodbye, little Tony, you little Napoleon, Hitler, vaccine dictator, disgusting eugenicist.
Right. But here's the great stuff. You know, people are so woke about Bill Gates, and Bill had done a YouTube, and he had his comment boxes open. People ripped him up, and then Microsoft did that another video with that Satan lover, and people just ripped him up. And that's what you want to see. That's what information warriors do. You get out there and you lay down truth bombs and you make them cower. It's a form of public shaming, and we're going to be more involved with it. And so Bill Gates has been publicly shamed to the point that when he posts something now, he has to close the comment boxes down. Now, this is really important, because that idiot, we call them COVIDiots, that idiot actually thought we were all going to walk mindlessly over the cliff with his vaccination agenda. And we didn't. We woke up before that happened. We are not going to be all forced vaccinated, at least here in America. But that threw a wrench in the works, and it exposes the Rothschild plan for world hegemony. And so what you're seeing now are a bunch of YouTubes come out where they talk about Perbright, because they know you know about Perbright now, but they attach it to Bill Gates, because Bill Gates, bye-bye Bill Gates, you're going to be thrown under the bus, because if you think for 1 minute the Queen is going to let us come after her and the stuff that they've been doing and not throw something our way, and Bill Gates is what's being thrown overboard.
Oh, yeah. Now, in all of this that we've said so far, it's Obama, 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 Obama. And Big Mike, because remember, Big Mike is really his handler. Always has been his handler when he went, got his fake degree through Harvard. When he went to the Chicago mob and started working with Valerie Jarrett, it was Big Mike who was his handler. And Big Mike has been in charge all along. Big Mike doesn't have the balls to run for president because we all know who Big Mike is. Now, Barry Sotero, nonsense. So Obama goes down the tubes again with Chris Christie and the Bridgegate. That was set up so that Christie wouldn't become the vice presidential candidate or become the attorney general, because then Obama knew that his goose was cooked. Because Christie wanted to make a name for himself, he would have made it as the attorney general. He would have prosecuted all these people and become a president. Yes, he would have. Correct. Why? Because he stood against them. And so Obama had to take him down. But Obama, this is nothing. Obama's legacy, he has no legacy. His legacy is nothing but crimes, lawlessness, where everyone did everything they wanted, and he broke every rule that there ever was for the executive. Seriously, there's no rule that Obama didn't break. He's kind of like the present Pope, Pope Francis, who has broken every single rule of the Catholic Church on purpose, and now he's even told his predecessor, you need to go into permanent retirement and shut up, because I'm going to destroy the church whether you like it or not. Now, the last
one. The Pope is not Christian. And Pope, once people realize that, then you see the game.
Yeah. Pope is not Christian. Now, here's what's funny. China blasts Trump and says that he started hate for Asians. No. Anyone who wakes up and sees what China has done, we would hate you because you're communist. We need to stop calling you China. You are the Chinese Communist Party. You are totalitarian communists. You are the opposite of us. You want to kill us. You've always said you did. You've never backed off by taking over our manufacturing, our making our drugs, making our weapons. You were going to win. And Hillary was going to turn us all into a Walmart. The entire country would have become a Sam's Club. Because why? She got paid for every dime they ever made. The Walton family is one of the largest corporations in the world, and Hillary is a paid board member, always has been. So when Bill sold us out to China, that's what's still going on. So hate for Asians? No, 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 no. There's been hate for Asians for a long, long time. How about all the ones we've had to kick out of the universities who have been spies? How about the spies in the military we've had to kick out? How about the spies who did the IP theft for so many corporations we can't name it? How about all the Chinese Confucius Institutes in the universities that get Chinese students in to universities instead of American students? How about all every single weaponized bioweapon that is known to man has been created with Chinese help in American universities?
Well, why do we have a Secretary of Transportation who has all these deep Chinese connections? Her father is a shipping magnat from China, and she is running the Department of Transportation. Oh, wait a minute. I keep forgetting who she sleeps with is very important. That would be Mitch McConnell. I mean, this is so in your face, Thomas.
It's disgusting. Give it a chance for honesty to rule and for lawlessness to end, and it would all come tumbling down in D.C. because it's built on nothing but lawless, institutionalized cheating, raping. What Joe Biden did, had he actually been turned in, it would have gone to a certain committee. That committee, $17 million to cover up the crimes of people like Joe Biden sexually assaulting people all the time.
And the taxpayers, we pay for this, but yet they won't give us the list of who we bailed out because of their sexual perversions.
Because of non-disclosure agreements that all these people who have been assaulted sign. Now, they try to convince them that on Capitol Hill there's all different rules and that the senators and the representatives can do whatever they want, and they assault their interns all the time. That's why interns are there, so that they can sexually assault them. How about Congressman Underpants, who so many times came out of his office in his underwear or naked with an erection chasing his staff that it cannot be counted? Okay? This was common. How about, don't get me started. I can list Al Green. Let's put Al Green in jail for his sexual assaults. So Joe Biden's sexual assaults, even if she had reported it, she knew full well that they would all go to this committee, that she would have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. She would be paid money, and that would be the end of it. She didn't do that because, which is sad, she believed in the myth of Joe Biden at the time. Because what they say and what they do are different. So China says... So we laugh out loud when they say Trump created hate for Asians. No, we already had that. And we need to get you out of everything. First, you're our biggest enemy, China, and we shouldn't even have any business with you at all.
But then we're talking about our Chinese nationals. We're not talking about American citizens who are Asian. And
we're talking about communist Chinese, whether they're here or there. I don't care where they are.
Yes.
Then they say that we, America, why would China say we, America, need to pay for AIDS? That's to tell the world that they know, and we all know, that America created AIDS and spread it. It was created by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They never say that word because they don't want to prevent anything. They want to control disease. It was bought and paid for. It was demanded by the World Health Organization from the United Nations in their newsletter again and again. We need a retrovirus to take out indigent populations. We need to depopulate. This was the major goal of the United Nations at one point. It was in all of their newsletters. They talked about it openly.
Are you
depopulation.
Kidding? The researchers at AFI just uncovered these handwritten notes from Lord Rothschild spelling out these kind of genocide plans way back when.
Now, why would the Chinese feel perfectly fine to come and do this to us? Because why? We created AIDS. We created H1N1. We created the Asian flu. We created all of those. Those are bioweapons. And through Britain and their companies and corporations and big pharma, we release them in places to simply experiment because they want to kill. A pandemic to them is no less than 10 million people dying. That's what they were hoping for in Bill Gates' plan, that 201, in all of his meetings. He always talks about this. We need a pandemic that's going to kill 10 million, 10 million, 10 million. Now he says, as he raises his hand and yells it, all 7 billion people have to be inoculated immediately for coronavirus.
Yes, he did say that. And the thing is when he talks about these deaths and so many deaths, he can't contain himself and he actually smiles as he does it.
Now, why did China say that if you're going to sue China for coronavirus, then they're going to sue us for AIDS and they're going to sue us for the 2008 financial crisis? Why? They know it was manufactured and it hurt them and it caused them to have to buy a lot more treasury bonds and then this whole thing, blah, 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 blah. Don't get me started. The point is, we messed them up. They would have been the rulers of the world had 2008 not happened and they had the big fallback and they failed in so many things. Don't get me started on that. Now, I'm going to end by saying the following. I don't believe a word of any CDC or the National Institute of Health or that other group they use to do their statistics. I don't believe any of that. Why? The tests are all bad. Until you do the third test, you don't have confirmation, period. So anybody who says they've been tested once, that's a lie. You have to ignore every one of those. Those can't be counted. Now, if they were doing real studies, they would make sure that was the case. So what happened? Just as an example of that, what was the country? I forget the country that the president said, well, we have none here, but we're going to let them send in the tests. Send us a whole lot of tests. We want to see if, since it's never happened here, any of these coronaviruses, we want to see, you know, if people have coronavirus. Everybody had coronavirus. The pawpaws had coronavirus. The papayas had coronavirus. The goats, the dogs, the cats, the pigs, the cows, and now they've tested in America lions and tigers in the zoo.
Oh, my. So what you're saying is coronavirus is a naturally occurring virus that's present everywhere on the earth.
It comes from animals. Of course it is. Does it jump species? No. If it's there, that's a lie because the tests are bad. So they tested these tests, and they were all bad. They came from China. So throw away all the statistics. Those are all lies, and don't get me started on that. Now, why would China do that? And why do they all prove positive? Why do these tests always say positive? China wanted everybody to overreact to this except for them because it's just, you know, that economic predator capitalism they're trying to learn, which they're very bad at because they're communists. When they do bad, what do? They kill their enemy. You know, if somebody makes a lot of money in the stock market, they kill them. If somebody says President Xi, you're not nice, they kill them. If these people who were responsible for all this, when they just put out, I love this, the Chinese government just put out a fake notification on a platform that they don't even allow, where the doctor who invented all of this since 2000, so when they say that the first sign of this was in 2002, wrong. By 2000, Dr. Xi Jinli already had Bat crossed over with humans. She jumped a species barrier. That's the problem. It doesn't happen in nature. You can get a virus from an animal. It's called zoonotic. It's no big deal. To get the virus in an REA replication chain can only happen because you did DNA laboratory work. So the lady who created it put out all these papers. We've talked about this. We've shown you. Go to Wikipedia. Look her up. Dr. S.H.I. New, and that, well, I'm not going to go into that. And then the second name is Z-H-E-N-G-L-I. Famous. She's written so many papers, it's ridiculous. I've studied those papers. Why? Because she was creating a synthetic virus that had Ebola, AIDS, Spanish flu, H1N1, H5, H4, H3, H2. She had all the viruses in there that you could possibly have. She put furin in there and put the all these enzymes to go in to attack your cells and to mess up our RNA replication.
Man, crazy Chinese scientist.
She's a batshit crazy woman who probably became crazy by handling so many bats.
But how does that relate to Perbright?
This happens because China now knows, because we told them, who actually released it in their country, and now they're desperate, so they're blaming Fort Detrick, they blame Minnesota, they blame the world, military games. Well, in October, by the way, that's when it was certainly released then, and later in December at the big dinner celebration. But also it could have been released in other places at other times so that the British would make sure that they'd have disinformation, and also it could be British disinformation, that this happened. Why did it happen in Italy? As Dr. Mikovits says, because they created the most virulent flu virus shot in history for the Italians. They put Spanish flu. They based it this time on the Spanish flu, H1N1.
Well, who was injecting the Italian people?
The Italians. They bought all this cheap stuff.
Why would the Italians do that to their own people?
Because their people are old and they're afraid. Their nation is an older nation of people and they're afraid that they're going to die from the flu. They believe the vaccine nonsense. So I'm sure they also got, if they could afford it, they'd also get the pneumonia shot and the shingles shot and any other vaccine that they can give. But here's the deal. China knows it was being taken advantage of. So what are they doing? They're killing 200 Uyghur Muslims in this process and working them to death and then giving them the virus and sending them home so that they give it to their people and that they're so happy about this. They're not keeping track of any Uyghur Muslim who dies, period. How many are they going to kill? A minimum of 2 million. Mark my words. Later in history, this will be proven. How many people in China have they locked up over coronavirus? Oh, millions. People don't want to talk about this. When they put the lockdown on for coronavirus, it was for all the cities with 5G. And they had all the cities for facial recognition. They had thousands, hundreds of thousands of cameras. And so they decided to tag everybody, usually by their phone and by their face. So if they tagged you by measuring your temperature and they said you have a temperature, then they watched you. And if when they notified you that you have a temperature and you left your home, they locked you up. No one knows how many people they locked up. This was the first experiment of this.
And no one really knows if the temperature was correct or not.
No.
It's just a number that's reported. I mean, it's all lies. And what it is, it's a lockdown of humanity. And we all obeyed and we all went into our homes. We were good citizens. And now, like in Michigan, you've got that feminazi up there. She's out of control, but she's also locked herself in a place that she doesn't have any place to wiggle out, because you have to look at state revenue. It's falling. It's going to crash. What is she going to do? Nothing. You know, and then the manufacturers that have to supply other states. Now you're talking about how she's interfering with interstate commerce. So, and don't tell me 25% of a factory needs to be open. If this action she's doing interferes with interstate commerce, the feds need to come in and correct that.
Right. And in the Constitution, it says that you cannot stop basically what could be called civil disobedience. You cannot stop people gathering together. You can't stop them going to church. You can't stop them for all these reasons. You can't stop interstate business.
And you know what else I do?
She did.
You know what else I do? When I go to the grocery store, well, I do not wear that COVID-iot thing on my face. And people are looking and they're kind of, you can see them going, oh my gosh, she's not wearing a mask. Is that allowed? And I also walk the opposite directions that they tell you to. This is just ridiculous. But if I can do that little bit to wake up these mind-numb robots.
We become communists if we give in to Bill Gates' vaccine wars. If we can't go down the aisle in the grocery store except one direction so that we don't breathe on other people, then every other person is an enemy. This is the war of all against all. That's what Chinese communism is. Your neighbor can turn you in. Your child can turn you in. This is, we would know it as a German fascism, National Socialism. Where your child turns you in and then you're taken off to be killed. Well, that's what's happening now, folks. And here's what happened in China. If you got the virus and then you and they treated you and you overcame it, guess what happened when you went home? Now, they only showed this in a few cases, but this was actually quite common. They locked you in your house in solitary confinement with what you needed for the however length of time, I forget how long it was, and then they welded the doors shut so you can't get out. That's what they did in China. Solitary confinement for those who had it. You can't get sunlight, which is a disinfectant. You can't get good air. You can't go out and get natural bacteria. I'm going to explain this, and people are going to think I'm nuts, but you should know this. Even the news reported this. And then look what people did. Antibacterial stuff put on your hands, right? Do you think it helps? No, it does not. It kills good bacteria and bad bacteria. The good bacteria is there to fight the bad bacteria. So does it get rid of all bacteria? Yes, it causes you to be open for attack by bad bacteria because your own natural created good bacteria has just been washed off. So when they convinced us all that the best thing we could do when our disgusting neighbors who we should love, and this is why we can't get along and why there can't be globalism, because we don't love our neighbors. When we believe that our neighbors are going to breathe on us, sneeze on us, cough on us, that somehow they're going to give us something that's going to kill us or that they're going to touch us, this is the war of all against all. This is what Bill Gates wants. He wants us all dead. He counts it as 6-7 billion because he already plans on, people, that the people he didn't kill. He brags he killed between 10-15% of the entire population of Africa with his new programs of vaccination and the new green program he's developed for GMOs. So what are we talking about here? China knows that we manipulated them again, but they blame America. Do you hear China saying, oh, you bad Brits? Oh, Perbright, we know you have the coronavirus patent. Oh, Muriel, we know that we let you in our country and now you are the one who's released all of these viruses all of these years because you are part of MI5 and MI6 and Connect.
They should make sure it goes back to the queen and then the Chinese should disgorge the queen of her wealth.
The Chinese aren't smart enough. They still think they work with the British.
Well, we are. We need to go in and disgorge her wealth. Look at the financial havoc she has wreaked on the United States of America. And after all that we have spent in war after war for the British, it's payback time and we need to have her booty in our bank.
Yeah, and what just recently happened, $7.6 billion of mostly Jewish New York people sending money to Israel and then subsequently to Switzerland to hide that money so that they wouldn't pay taxes. These are mostly hedge fund managers. These are the people who ripped us off in 2008. These are the people who constantly rip us off. These are the high-frequency traders. And they send the money to the largest bank in Israel. I'm not going to name it, but because I can't say the name. It's Hapoalim.
Yeah, we put an article on the Cat Report about that.
Right. So I don't know how to say that. I haven't heard anybody say it, and it's going to be a funny way to say it, Yiddish probably. But anyway, basically what it is tax evasion. And they have, just like the Panama Papers, just like the British offshore accounts, it is so hidden, you can't. But what happened? Barr got them. So let's go back to the beginning. Barr got rid of Flynn. Barr stopped the Israeli ripping off of America and had to pay $734 million, almost $1 billion in fines. This is one of the largest fines. There have been larger, but this is one of the largest fines ever. But did anybody go to jail? No. How about the people who did this and stole the money in tax evasion? We haven't heard a word about them. This is Barr going in on what I tell you are the big levels. They go in and they don't prosecute individuals. They get the corporations and they say, give us $734 billion and repatriate all this money back to who it was stolen from.
Million?
Million. Sorry. It's almost $1 billion. $734 million.
So Barr is taking the money but letting the people go free. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I don't know. We don't know. We don't know what happens with the people yet.
Okay.
We don't know. So anyway, what you see here is all over the place, China is seeing that they're being once again taken advantage of. Now, you always put a dunce cap or something, you know, silly like a panda on communist President Xi, but you need to because he's an imbecile. They're trying to play a game that they don't even know the rules for. They don't know the British are their enemy. They don't know that what the British have been doing. The British have set them up from the beginning, the moment that they sat down to have tea with them.
Well, you know, they're listening to the 17 U.S. intelligence agencies. So this is why they're clueless.
So anyway, today's just news was so remarkable. We had to come up here and just basically laugh and show how the words of these evil people, turn them around and you might get the truth, and or look in a mirror. They're really looking in a mirror, and as a psychopath, they are screaming about themselves. Every time Pelosi opens her mouth, she's not talking about Trump because she doesn't even know that Trump's president. She still thinks Bush is president. So we're happy Flynn is out, and we hope that this is a long, long group of dominoes that Barr has started knocking over.